Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And now back to your regular programming.
If you speak better to yourself.
You showed up for like probably the dumbest conversation we've ever had on this show.
Let's have that smile again.
Tell me how that happens. Physically should not happen.
Relax. Just,
if you say
give me as well.
Three times a day. God will light it up.
He's just an absolute hack. And he gets his ass kicked by the teammates every week. It's just terrible.
Welcome back to Hack City. Joe DeLeon, Sean Anderson, two former college football players from the University of Rhode Island. Today, Sean is joining us from a location in Japan. I don't know. Actually, I don't know any of the names of the cities, nor do I know where you've landed. I mean, you could tell me you're in the White House of Japan, which I don't know what that would really entail. And I'm not going to argue with you because it sounds about right. It looks like you're in a very nice hotel. Can you just share with our listeners, though, like what you've been doing for the past couple of days? Because we haven't gone in a week and a half.
Yeah, I got into Tokyo last week around Wednesday, started that off. And I don't know. I'll have a full detailed recap. Maybe I won't. Maybe everyone could just come here and check it out for yourself and have your minds blown that they have five New York cities in one city. It's madness. But I'm now in the old capital in Kyoto, and it's where all the history is and all that. What do you want me to say about it? It's fantastic. I still got like another week here. You could still make it.
I'm not gonna make it, and you know why I can't
make it.
There's no. I mean, if something timed up better, because I should have I should not be working the last week of March. If it had just slightly, there are multiple people that are trying to get me to tried to get me to come to things, and I couldn't, and I'm mad that the timing didn't work out. I would have maybe come and met you.
We could have we could have split this hotel room. There's a little day bed, it's a queen bed. We could have figured it out, you know, the arrangements. Regardless, it's beautiful, it's fantastic. Doing tons of walking, got a huge corn on my foot. So we're battling that, battling a little bit of allergies or the cold symptoms. But it's a lot of eating, drinking, sightseeing, all that. It's just stellar.
The funniest part about everything, though, is that as I forget if I said it on the show or just to you in conversation, my prediction for this is that you were going to show up there and that you were going to be the largest thing that they've ever seen, and that every room and bar that you would walk into, you suddenly were going to make friends with everybody because they were going to come up to you and start talking to you. And that seems to have come true because you keep posting pictures with random Japanese people. Apparently they were drawing pictures of you. Like, I don't know how we've made it this far this quickly that you're their version of real life Godzilla.
Well, okay. It's not like I'm getting flagged down in the streets. Take a picture.
I didn't know if that was going to happen.
They've seen big white people before. You know, it's not like first time they're seeing them, but it's sit down. But they're not an outgoing, bother you culture. But if you sit down at the bar and they see you're drinking and you try to have some sort of a conversation, mm-hmm. then it just goes. Then it just goes. And it's party time and everyone's clinking. And maybe I'm stirring the pot a little too much and getting it going. But I don't know. It's talking baseball. They learn I'm from the oh, what are you doing here? And then, very big. Were you from the U.S.? Yeah, I'm from the U.S. And then they, Ohtani, Shohei. And then it's immediately into baseball. Everyone loves Shohei. And then it just kicks off. That's a big meeting point. Japanese whiskey is a big meeting point. I drank with 61-year-old man named Yoti at a silent whiskey bar because another bar was like full. So I just went two bars down, saw there were a couple people there. I'm like, maybe I'll talk or maybe I'll just have a whiskey. And then it's just I'm eating cheese with them, having a good time, going to another bar. One of the bartenders there speaks a little bit of English. And then since it's party time, we got to know everyone's names. She decides to map out everybody with their names so nobody forgets.
Oh, that was what the drawing was. Okay.
Yes, because there were two people from Singapore, three retirees drinking on a Monday at 11 p.m. To my left. And then there's the staff. It's the big fella is getting along good once the train starts rolling. But
go ahead before I
tell you what, other Americans not digging seeing me walk into the bar. And
why? Because you're taking attention away? Is that why?
Yeah, I think I'm taking their shine. They don't like it because they kind of corner over there with the other Americans. They start talking with Australians or whoever. Nah. And then it's like, there's no approachability from that, but some British guys are cool. But for the most part, it's getting along with the locals and then drinking to excess.
Has anyone kept up with you or no?
Yeah, dude, I made a friend Shane on the first night. We were bonding over the death of Toriyama, the Dragon Ball creator. And thanks for all the bits, everybody. Sean lands in Japan and the Dragon Ball creator is announced dead. Thanks. I'm glad that I'm the big jinx again. But we started drinking and then we met up the next night to drink again. And I'm drinking big beers, just big beers. And he's getting another big glass and it's clear. It's got some limes in it. I'm like, what could he be drinking? Like what? Maybe that's some cocktail I just don't know about. End of the night, he's been drinking like a gallon of gin and tonic all night.
Oh, keeping my God. Up with
me. And he's better than me. He's walking straight. I'm doing the drunken style in the streets. And he's just like, yeah, let's get a cab. We can catch the subway. He's keeping up. He's doing better than me, Joe. He's kicking my ass.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm on redemption tour.
I'm going to need you for the rest of this trip and these bar excursions. Stop it with the Shohei Ohtani shits. Like, stop talking about
him. I don't bring it up. They bring it up.
No, but the minute that they bring it up, I need you to use this as an opportunity to educate them on the implications of a 14-team playoff in college football. I need you to educate them on the traditions of college football and NFL free agency because, what sports do they really have?
I've been recruited a little bit for sumo. They're drawing that connection. There's kendo. There's some rugby. Baseball. Baseball's huge in Japan. Soccer's big. American football not that big. So big American football player. They have a lot of questions. Mainly, what are you even doing here? This is a locals bar. Why'd you walk in? And then it takes off. I don't choose any of the conversations, Joe. I don't choose one. They start and I'll just start rolling.
Well, you need to start taking command more like a true American. Thank you for the rundown though. And recap. We're praying for you to make it back. I'm hoping that you do.
Maybe you could add safely onto the end of that. You not just make it back. You could add safely.
I'm worried that, you're going to settle down there and you're just going to, they're just going to indoctrinate you. And then we're never going to hear or see Sean Anderson again. We do have some sports topics that we're going to get to. We're going to talk about the new playoff. We're going to talk about a little bit about the free agency stuff for just two guys leaving or one guy leaving my team, one guy joining your team. Are just general thoughts on those things. And then the opportunity for you to be the king of real shitters if you accomplish something that we have that I sent you from TikTok. Before we get to that, though, Sean, can you share a quick word with our friends over at BetOnline?
Yeah, I guess college basketball is heating up a little bit in the States right now. It might be a big deal. It's March. There might be a big tournament coming up. So if you want to bet on it,
sure,
head to BetOnline. They continue to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, I want to start us off here with the latest news that has come out with the college football playoff, that it is potentially likely expanding. Now, there is some grander implications that are going to come with this, Sean, that we're going to have to wait until these things play out in terms of participation of certain conferences. Again, need to wait to see how things play out. It's currently being debated and worked out how this is going to work with automatic qualifiers. Now, the 14-team playoff itself, Sean, it's a shit show. Should not happen, but we're already going to get it. What's being proposed right now, though, is a 3-3-2-2-1 automatic qualifier platform for this, with the remaining teams being at-large teams. 3-3-2-2-1 implying, which is the most goddamn annoying thing to ever say, three Big Ten teams, three SEC teams, two Big 12 teams, two ACC teams, and a group of five team getting the remaining qualifying bid. Look, I think that if we're going to expand this thing, my plain and simple takeaway from this, keep it at four automatic qualifiers. We're over convoluting this. We're over assuming that all of these conferences are going to have the right amount of teams. And I also think that the Big Ten and the SEC have been the biggest push here, Sean, for getting those three automatic qualifiers. They're actually limiting the amount of teams that they're going to be able to have in their conference by guaranteeing these other spots to the other conferences that the SEC could have in. There's a realistic world that they could have six if it's all just at large, but that's not going to happen if this ends up being the result with this many automatic qualifiers.
I just want it to be about competing for a sport and not money making. That's all I want it to be. And for some reason, throughout it, when the initial proposal was levied and all the pushback was going against the Big Ten and the SEC about how many automatic qualifiers do you need, I'm sitting here, why are you terrified to compete? If you have built up your conferences this much and if you have grinded and accrued these schools, why are you now getting terrified to compete and try to win the game? It's not, hey, let's set ourselves up so we're always winning. Cowardly. That's cowardly a business sense, even though it's good in money sense. It's football. It's a competitive game. Why it needs to stay that way. I hope it does. I can't see the same teams every year. I can't do it, Joe. If we're expanding, we should see some new teams. Somehow, it's now limited. We couldn't have more teams in the FBS. We couldn't have more. And now we're still chopping ourselves down at the ankles. I don't know why we couldn't just let a 12-teamer ride for like 5 years and then make an adjustment. Why is it always a money grab? A money grab. We couldn't just sit and wait for 5 years.
Well, we're too far gone. I really think that aspect of things is like it was insane that it happened the way that it did, and that we're already at this point where now it's being negotiated and debated how each team is going to fit into this and how each conference is going to fit into this. But I like the note that you bring up. Like I almost feel like by limiting and pigeonholing the amount of teams per conference that get in, and there's this small, small, tiny bucket of automatic qualifiers, we're going to have a ton of redundancy. I really don't want that. I do not want the same three SEC Big Ten teams. I would love to have years where we have six SEC teams and one Big Ten team, or the inverse of that.
Yeah.
Or like, say the ACC pops off. Like, I think that would be really cool if there was randomly like a really big year for ACC teams. And we could find out really quickly that they stink. But that I would like for the opportunity to find out that six ACC teams all get knocked out in the first round.
I mean, Joe, last year, is anybody defending what the Big Ten product? Is anybody defending that? They had the national champion, Michigan. Cool. Ohio State had a good team. Other than that, layers and layers of poor to average teams. And we're just going to reward that? No, you shouldn't be rewarded. And congratulations, you're adding some good teams. That's fine. Maybe that'll make it more competitive for it. But they were so bad, and the SEC wasn't good last year either, except for the top dogs. And now we're deciding, we're going to reward ourselves. We had a bad year, so now both conferences are saying, if this happens again, and we continue to be weak because the on-field product was weak, they're trying to make rules to prevent that from happening. So even if they have a weak product, they're still in. It's cheap. And it goes against the core principles of football where you have to play for 60 minutes and win the games. It's a cheap, cheap move to try to protect yourself when you suck on the field. You're terrible.
I want a 300-team playoff. Include the FCS teams. I want a 300-team free-for-all. I mean, play multiple games at once. Like, let's do four teams on the field at once. Let's do that. I think that would be a really compelling like where have you, them play diagonally, have them play like across one another.
You're being silly.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am not being silly. NFL free agency, we usually don't really talk NFL on the show, but who gives a shit anymore? Were you awake during the Kirk Cousins thing?
I was
not. Kirk Cousins to the Atlanta Falcons. So you woke up to discover that Kirk Cousins was an Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, I woke up 9 a.m. here, and I guess it had just been popping off back home, and I'm like, what happened? I'm still tasting the egg salad sandwich I had before, but oh, so good. And I'm just like, what the hell is going? Oh, I guess we signed Kirk. Great. And the NFL just decided to lose its mind. It's exciting though. I tell you what, I think I might be Team Kirk if he can. There's a lot of implications that come with adding Kirk Cousins to your team. There is, because who's your backup quarterback going to be? Needs to be someone good. But if he's healthy and on the field, I'm praying to all gods that he can hit Kyle Pitts in the hands, because no quarterback has been able to do that, maybe in Kyle Pitts' life. Can we please have one quarterback that can put it within his 12-foot-long wingspan?
You don't want to use him as a decoy? I think that was a really good strategy when they used him as a decoy.
Terrible strategy. I can't wait to see Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson just destroying football, just putting shame to it. No. I want an offense that can use the players that are drafted. You got a running back, let's use him. You got a tall wide receiver, let's use him. And then it's just, it's Kirk Cousins, though, right? It's Kirk Cousins. I don't care about the 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns. It's still Kirk, and he's cursed, and he's coming to the most cursed place on earth, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. There's a lot of potential for this to be the least fun football season of my rooting interest.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, this is what I think the real reality of it is. As nice as it looks on paper, and as everyone is doing the whole, they're going to win the NFC South, there's not a lot of competition in the conference, blah, blah, blah. The real reality is it's the injection of hope with higher expectations.
Why?
So
yes.
Kirk Cousins gets you to the playoffs. They probably go to the playoffs. But like, this isn't going to just be the reincarnation of Matt Ryan getting knocked out in the wild card round every single year. That Kirk Cousins has never been successful in the important games. I mean, are we just going to assume that they're going to get past the 49ers and they're going to get past the Eagles and they're going to get past all of them? Yeah, I'm not assuming he's going to get past the Saints. No, they're going to be fine. They're going to win the division and they're going to go to the playoffs because he is a non-prime time regular season champion. But dog shit when you ask him to do anything that requires like a little bit of difficulty.
So how is he the savior? How is that possible? It stinks because we've been so bad. The Falcons have been so bad. And these are the trials. If you're a fan and a fan base that has bad quarterback after bad quarterback, it's a sickening loop where if you just incrementally improve at the position every 4 years instead of meeting the trend or winning the lottery with a draft pick, you're going to keep on seeing the pain. Joe seeing and feeling the pain as a Giants fan with their quarterback disasters. The Commanders, they tons of pain. You see the loop. It's so central to football to have a good quarterback, and it's too much hope being invested in Kirk Cousins right now. I can't handle it. I'm a little overstimulated.
Speaking of some pain, Sean, talking about Saquon Barkley, the Giants running back, player I was a very big fan of when he was selected, signs with rival Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I wasn't expecting him to come back. He was looking for more money. He was looking for more security. He, at the same time, ironically, now that they can afford all this extra money and not wasting it on running back, they spend that money on an interior offensive line. It's the perfect irony of the situation. Saquon Barkley, though, I thought that he was going to end up with the Chargers. I thought he was going to end up with the Dolphins, somewhere where I could have just watched and enjoyed him in peace.
You could just root, Barber, yeah.
Right. Like if he ended with the Chargers, I think I would have rooted for him. It would have been fun to know that he was playing in Los Angeles and for Harbaugh. But Tiki Barber sums it up perfectly. "You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me," was the quote that he had on WFAN today. I mean, I stand by that. I know that he should look out for himself and he should do the best thing for him. But I still am going to absolutely despise the man for having to watch him on a week-to-week basis. I am extremely happy that I'm much happier that they're investing the money and the picks and everything in Brian Burns. I think that Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Azeez Ojulari and Dexter Lawrence is arguably the best defensive line in the NFC East now. It is easily, without a doubt, the best defensive line in the NFC East. And they are going to pummel the shit out of Saquon Barkley. He is dead to me, and I could care less if he succeeds or not.
That's kind of bold of Tiki Barber, noted abandoner of the New York Giants, to be saying
he
something like that.
Stop. Saquon said the same thing. He retired when his career was over and he started to gather injuries. Okay. He is still like great. He is more of a legacy for the New York Giants than Saquon Barkley ever will.
Oh, God. How many rings does Tiki have?
Not zero.
Okay. Great legacy. Eli, Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs have better legacies for the New York Giants than
no,
Tiki
they
Barber.
Don't. Stop. They
what
don't.
Do you mean? Ahmad Bradshaw.
He's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's an all-pro guy. He also, where are his career rushing statistics? I mean, he had a 10,000-yard rushing career. He had 55 rushing touchdowns in his career. He had over a 15,000 all-purpose yard career. He played his whole career with the Giants. I mean, Saquon's not even going to touch 10,000 career rushing yards in his career. He's not even going to come close to it.
I mean, also, Rondé was better than Tiki.
No.
He was a better player. What do you
mean,
no?
Two different positions.
One's a Hall of Famer.
Two different positions.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, Saquon going to the Eagles is it might bring the NFC East back. Just, it's good to have hatred within that conference. Everyone being kind of, the Commanders Cowboys rivalry has gotten real stale because both those teams are disasters. Giants Eagles, we need it back. We need that hatred. Unfortunately, the Eagles have had a much different last two seasons than the Giants. A lot of wins versus a lot of losses. That's just object. That's just me noting the fact of it.
Okay.
But Saquon going to the Eagles could make the Giants better with spite. This team could get real spiteful and real angry. It could bring the life back to the. They need a villain. I think there needs to be a villain in that rivalry. There needs to be villains in interconference rivalries. When Curtis Lofton went from the Falcons to the Saints, everyone was up because he was a good player and he's gone. Now he's to the Saints. So I get it. I think that this is the best momentum for Giants fans is having someone that they can now root against, who they once loved, who was supposed to be the dynamic, electric savior, a fun running back. And now he's on the Eagles, who have gotten the best of you for, let's just call it 6 years now. And now, gosh, who are you going to get? Who are you going to replace? You're kind of Devin Singletary. Around. Oh, you said that with a lot of confidence.
Well, I'm for what the scheme fit is. I think it works well, and I think that they'll draft somebody. This is a decent running back class.
What's the Giants' quarterback plan?
Don't ask me that question. I'm just asking.
I just want to know.
They were in the running for Russell Wilson, so I would assume that they're probably going to try and draft somebody. You don't go after Russell Wilson if you don't have a thought to maybe reset the position. Don't ruin my night. I'm not trying to ruin your night.
You talk draft. I like being able to ask you. Questions.
I don't think they're going to be because. Now Minnesota is pressed to trade up for J.J. McCarthy, so I don't think the Giants are going to move up to take one of these quarterbacks.
Where is the J.J. McCarthy hype going? Where is this coming from? Actually, the only thank you for bringing up McCarthy because I'm very happy that Atlanta signed Kirk, so we don't have to sign McCarthy.
Yeah, look, okay, to answer your question, to get right to it, he's a big – strong white kid that won a national championship and that can move. That's all. That's it. That's all that these old school NFL idiots get all horned up on these guys. And he is the next version of Daniel Jones that won a national title. That is the only difference between him and Daniel Jones.
Gosh, I think whoever lands him is just, mistake.
It is going to be a franchise setback, whoever takes him.
It's a lottery. You're playing the lottery. Every time you draft a quarterback in the first round, it's a lottery. Hopefully it pans out. Hopefully. I don't know. I hope Atlanta gets Penix late and he can sit behind Kirk, learn a little bit, get good, get ready. I don't know. They need to draft 1-2 this year. Give me a G5 and a P5 quarterback. Draft them both. Get two chances at the next successor. That's what I'm looking forward to. Hopefully.
Speaking of sitting, I sent you a video of what has to be one of the most immaculate toilet situations ever, and it happens to be in Japan. Now, I should have loaded the video in, but my production instincts are horrendous. Said video is of a skyscraper in one of the top floors with just a tremendously amazing view in this Japanese city where you can see the entire city while you're taking a dump. Now, we can both agree that this is a move that needs to be had for real shitters for you to take this dump. Where is this tower in relation to the rest of your trip?
So, the tower, I believe, is Haruka's 300, and it's in Osaka. And I head to Osaka tomorrow.
I will be in Osaka
for 4 days, Joe. I got to tell you, and all right, pardon the bathroom talk. If you don't want to hear it, there's going to be a little bit here.
Oh, I don't get. I don't care. This is not the show for not, you.
Oh, you think it's for you? Look, I had a great dumparoo at BWI. I was floored by how good that those restrooms were. The bathrooms here have been spectacular. The high-tech toilets, the heated seats, the bidet, the spray, the anti-scent, all of it spectacular. This, I have a possibility, a chance to do a door open, real shitter, king of the world by looking over the city.
Did you research it? Like, where, what is this? It said it was some sort of tourist attraction, the building. Like, what is it?
Yeah, I guess it's a tourist. It's a skyline view. And at the top, the best view of the city is in the men's washroom. That's the, I had no information on this building until you sent it to me. And now I'm going to have to go here, wait in the line, stand, you know, I'll wait in the line and I'll get it done. I can almost
you gotta record it. You got it. I didn't watch the full video. Wait, I didn't watch the full video. Is it a multi-stall bathroom that you can poop and see, or is it like a like? Are you gonna have to swing the door open and poop with everybody else there in order to see?
It looked like in the video it was about like six urinals and then two stalls. So I got to work my way into a stall, and I guess I'll leave the door open. You know, what are we going to, this is what we're going to have to do.
What piece of shit set up one of the most amazing, wait, do you know the account Scenic Pissers? Are you familiar with Scenic Pissers?
I think you've sent me a good amount of their content.
Yeah, me and the boys are big Scenic Pissers fans, and it's usually just some guy who's pissing off the top of a mountain. The guy is just so great at what he does. We need Scenic Shitters. That's the next wave of real shitters. We need Scenic Shitters. What asshole knew what he was doing, where every man that has walked this earth aspires to take a dump with that view? Because you can't go poop on a mountaintop, but you can poop with just an amazing view. You got to be able to lock the door or something to be the only person in there. You're going to ruin some poor little kid's day that's just going to see the door.
Why
open
am I ruining a kid's day? Why can't the kid ruin my day? Why is it me that always has to be the big monster? But I get it. That's the burden. That's the cross I'll bear. I will do it. It'll be embarrassing, and I have great shame when I enter every restroom. I do. And me and Joe have very conflicting views on the Real Shitters project. But for this one, maybe I'll have to prop it open and everyone can see the big guy Gene taking a dump. You know, take a photo, it'll last longer.
You're just going to have a nostril splitting shit, and everyone's going to be like, why is this guy's door? Some poor individual is just going to come rounding the corner.
I get a
full nose full, and then also see your just, oh my God, it is going to be one of the worst sights ever.
The one thing I worry about is, also, apparently I'm going to be on Japanese TV on April 12th or 13th. I was interviewed in the streets. Yeah, I got flagged down. A producer grabbed me and asked me for an interview.
What did they ask you about?
It was a man on the street interview about, you know, American culture, anime.
Please tell me you gave a ridiculous answer. They said we need the big fat white guy. Please tell me you gave a ridiculous
answer. I think I gave him gold. I think I did. I gave him some good answers. It was solid. I asked them for the segment. They said no. They showed me where I could find it. I had to sign, I guess, a paper. I asked for the paper. They said no. I got a picture of the paper, though, in case that my likeness starts popping up. But again, I don't want that to be airing. And then somebody says, oh, my God, I saw that guy dumping with the door open at the top of the tower.
You could go double viral here, man. You could go viral for doing, you might have participated in the gay son or thought daughter of Japan. And then you could go double viral for being like, hey, isn't this the guy? Oh, someone took a picture of him taking a dump with the door open.
I'm trying to be a real opportunity and a welcome visitor. And this might tank it. The real shitters plan might tank it because I can't do it without the view, or else that defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of your trip, Sean. At Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. We'll be back with more. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.